Page 107. An unexpected recruiter.
The U.S. Army is looking beyond traditional recruiting ads as it tries to pitch itself to a new audience, gamers. Nearly 75% of men under 30 and about half of young women say they play video games. The audience for competitive gaming, also known as esports, is expected to rival the NFL by 2022 with as many as 300 million people. Only on CBS This Morning, Tony DeCoppola met with the Army's new recruiting commander about how he hopes to turn virtual fighters into real warriors. Tony, good morning.
Good morning. Going to be a lot of opinions about this one. Here's the backstory. Last year, the Army missed its recruiting goal for the first time since 2005. Two reasons for that: the strong economy, also the slow collapse of traditional recruiting like cold calls. So now Uncle Sam has a new strategy, going not just online, but into video games.
Oh, thank you. I'm Snake from Metal Gear Solid.
At this sold-out gaming convention in San Antonio, people dressed up like their favorite characters. Major General Frank Muth, head of the Army's recruiting command, is looking for the next generation of American soldiers.
Is there something about what it takes to be a gamer today and what you're looking for Army jobs that overlaps?
Yes. It's the decision making. It's the ability to take in a lot of information quickly and to be able to make a decision. It's about teamwork.
To help the mission, the Army is putting together the first all-Army esports team. More than 7,000 active duty soldiers are now competing for just 30 full-time positions, playing games like Call of Duty, Fortnite, and League of Legends.
Now 7 rounds in a row for the defense.
And hoping to compete in esports tournaments across the country.
Copyright CBS.